with Martin Besser.
It is my great pleasure to welcome on the show this morning the one and only Coach Jake White. Jake, good morning.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Good, man. Good.
So when you joined the Bulls, what was your mandate? What did they say to you? Win everything.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, obviously, when you go to any job, you want to try and win as many times as you can. So it's just enjoying being at the Bulls.
Fantastic. It's been an interesting ride. I mean, with everything that else went down in the world. You've got enough challenges as a coach as it is, and the world then threw some extra challenges your way.
Yeah, look, I mean, obviously this COVID has been an interesting journey for everybody. But the nice thing is at least, you know, we get back on the sporting field and a little bit of a hope for everybody in Pretoria as well, because obviously tomorrow we play in the final again. So yeah, hopefully we can make them proud.
Yeah, Jake Kola here. Two Currie Cup finals in one calendar year—that's an absolute anomaly. How do you get the guys up for that one?
Gee, Kola, yeah, it's nice to hear your voice, man. Look, I mean, I must say that we've a lot of records, and you know, people, you know, sending things around. The first time in 103 years that the Currie Cup can be won twice in one calendar year, which again, you know, it's something special, and yeah, you know, a lot of things that are obviously aligned, and get a chance to play at home and all those sort of things. And there's, as I said, you know, it's a one-off. And you know, the Bulls, without being, you know, a little bit over the top, they have been one of the teams that have won Super Rugby, the only South African side that won Super Rugby, you know, and now to get a record like that as well, first team South Africa to win the Currie Cup twice in one year, you know, that motivates young guys as well. So yeah, I mean, as much as it's, I suppose, a little bit of pressure, because everyone doesn't want you to get ahead of yourself, I mean, it's also nice to know that you get the chance to maybe put yourself in the history books.
How good is your Afrikaans now that you've been settled in Pretoria for so long, Coach? Van Dijk onto your Afrikaans van jare
terug. Ja, Zulle. Ek moet jou sê, dis baie, baie, baie beter. Ek is eindelijk more gestresst nou om Engels te praat op die Engelse radio.
And the one thing we always see, we see the success on the field. We see you guys winning the trophies. We see the titles. We see the great players and what they've achieved. We don't see what happens in the background. And there's so many movements that have taken place at the Bulls. Edgar Rathbone came in a few years ago. And it seems just a whole new spirit, a whole new energy flowing through the place.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously you got, I mean, a lot of things are aligned. And as I always said, whenever you join a rugby union, and I've joined quite a few, you need to have an alignment from the top to the bottom. You know, you get a president who's unbelievably passionate about rugby in Willem. You get Edgar who joined us. Yeah. You know, he's obviously served his time a little bit at the Lions. And to be fair, he's also probably learned a lot of the Lions. I remember he was there during their glory time in the last couple of years when they were in Super Rugby final. Yep. So yeah, he's probably brought that bit of experience into the group as well. And then the players, I mean, you would have seen, you know, bringing back some of those older players, I mean, not older as in age, but older as in experience as well, has really helped, you know.
That's
the one
amazing
thing about the Bulls, have had incredible junior talent, not only now, I mean, for years and years they've had, you know, the school systems, the club systems, you know, the varsity that they've got in town. You know, their juniors have dominated for a long, long time. So I think that the nice thing is to get the balance of some of that IP that I suppose that's been in South Africa. Now we've got it, you know, nice on the line.
Jake, how does these COVID tests, how does that play on your mind? I mean, you must be so sorely disappointed when a test comes back positive and you lose a key player. You're like your fly-off for tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's like absolutely key player, so informed. I mean, are you nervous waiting for those results, and how big is the disappointment? I'd be hugely disappointed.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, because one of the things that as a coach you sort of try and have a plan on how you're going to manage the players. You have a plan on how you're going to rotate players. You know, you obviously can't play the same team week in and week out. And then you have a sort of an idea of when you get to a certain stage in a competition, you sort of need to get some continuity, get the right team on the field. And then all of a sudden, you know, within 2 or 3 weeks, you can have one or two or three guys that get COVID, or his wife, you know, gets COVID and he needs to go into isolation, so he can't be around the team either. So, but I think because it's been going on for quite a while now, I think all of the coaches have probably adapted to that a little bit better. You get used to it now, and I think the players get used to it. But, you know, I've got to say, you know, that obviously, you know, it's obvious, but the Bulls players have been outstanding. You know, they've stayed away from big social gatherings. They've sort of stayed in their bubbles, and we've been quite fortunate in that. you know, if you look at the whole sort of year and a half, we've probably been quite fortunate in that we haven't had, you know, a breakout or lost key players at different times. You know, this week hasn't been ideal. I mean, Johan Kruisen testing positive. But then that was the risk of playing on a Friday call. Like, we played on a Friday night. We thought we'd have a longer weekend to prepare for the final, and then we end up, you know, the boy goes away to the farm, or, you know, goes away to, because he obviously enjoys to be on his farm, and then comes back because his wife, you know, had COVID a couple of weeks ago, and he's probably, you know, now got it. So, but anyway, I mean, it's something you can't control. What we can control are the things we need to do tomorrow, and that's, you know, that's the exciting part.
Which other coach is the most jealous? I mean, they must have hated the fact that you joined the Bulls and now, of course, have this much success at the Bulls and Loftus. Which other coach gives you the most drama?
You know, it comes with the territory. You know, that's, you can't win and be popular, they say. Eh? So,
Just some predictions for tomorrow. I mean, you obviously watched the game last week against the Griquas with great interest. Sharks came through, looked solid.
Yeah, look, I mean, when it comes to a final, I mean, you saw what happened last week. I mean, who would have thought Griquas would have come within 24-28, 4-point swing, and, you know, probably a little bit unfortunate in one or two calls that they, you know, or decisions that they got, that could have, that didn't go for poles at the end there as well. And, you know, so, yeah, I mean, it just shows you that when you get to knockout rugby, if anything's possible. But, you know, the nice thing about the other form book is that if we play at home, we haven't lost for a while. You know, finals generally, I think we've played 15 finals at Loftus and won 12 of those. So, I mean, you know, the nice thing is that the form is on our side. And as I say again, we can control the controllables. And the things that we can control is the way we play tomorrow and the way we present ourselves. And, you know, I'm fully confident the way we've trained, not only this week, but the last couple of weeks and the build-up for the last sort of year now of building as a group, you know, I'm hoping is going to be good enough for us to get through tomorrow.
How much do you miss us at the stadium?
Oh, geez, I can't tell you that. That's the one, you know, people ask me, I think I got interviewed yesterday, what does the home ground advantage mean? And I mean, you know, I think more than anything, I mean, the Loftus home ground is, you know, you can't put a price on that. I mean, the reality is when it is packed and all the supporters are there, it's a really intimidating stadium for any team that's come to Pretoria. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I think home ground is important, but I think significantly the Bulls supporters are really up there when it comes to creating a vibe and getting behind their team. So, yeah, we miss them incredibly, but I'm sure they'll be back.
Are you getting any intel from up above saying that vaccinated people would be allowed to the stadium anytime soon?
Yeah, just what I read on the paper, just what you guys hear on the radio and as well. I mean, generally, I get the feeling that if we get to a point where people are safe, then we'll be allowed to come back and watch.
And just finally, any exciting signings? Any scoop for us?
Yeah, I think you just have to wait about an hour or two today and you might get one or two things.
An hour? Jake, it's a full show. From where, at least? Give me a clue.
Yeah, he can speak French. I've known him for a long time, and he's big and strong.
Jake, thanks for the catch up. We're behind you all the way, as we always are. The biggest Bulls supporting show on radio. And you're going to take it tomorrow. We're so proud of you. Go all out, or whatever happens. We are your fans, and we back you all the way. And congratulations with everything so far. Welkom.
Yeah, bye, Dunkey. Thanks, guys. We appreciate your support.
Cheers, Jake. Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye, guys. Bye-bye.
Coach Jake White there. Another final tomorrow.
With Martin Bester.